Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Mem Hey. We started Hazav yesterday. We are on daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. We are at the words Tanan Hasan, about, I guess, 15, 20 lines from the bottom of the page. I was talking to my Chavrus yesterday. He told me he saw Rav Asher Weiss. And he told Rav Asher Weiss that he's learning Hazav now. And Rav Asher Weiss said, "Ah, a real challenging limud." So he's like, Rav Asher Weiss thinks it's a challenging limud, you know, what are we going to do? But we do our best. So says the Mishnah, Tanan Hasan, Beishami Amrim L'yasa, so we're going to have a machlokas Beishami Beisila, and then we're going to have three versions of a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about the machlokas Beishami Beisila. So machlokas Beishami Beisila is going to be a fairly basic machlokas, but then we're going to have a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, three versions of machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, about what Beishami Beisila are really arguing about. So Tanan Hasan, we have the Mishnah. Beishami Amrim Lo Yasa Adam Slot in Dinari Zahav Beisila Matirin. So the Mishnah is in regards to Maaser Sheni. If you have Slotim of Maaser Sheni, Slotim are made out of Kesef. So you have Slotim Kesef of Maaser Sheni. You're not allowed to exchange them for Dinari Zahav, Beishami says. Now, why would you want to change your Slotim Kesef for Dinari Zahav? Very simply, because you're the same reason you would want to exchange Peros for Slotim in the first place. You don't want to schlep all those Peros up to your Shlaim, so you exchange it for money, because money is much easier to carry. Well, if you have a lot of silver coins, it's much easier to exchange it all onto a smaller gold coin and carry the gold coin up to Yerushalayim. So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to do that. Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel says you are allowed to do that. Now, generally speaking, the halacha is you are you're generally supposed to exchange the peros onto kesef when you're outside of Yerushalayim, and then change the kesef back onto peros. The question is obviously, on a temporary basis, when you're still outside of Yerushalayim and you want to get to Yerushalayim, can you exchange the kesef onto zahav? So what exactly is this machlokas about? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, chadam machlokas beslotin al dinarin. And one opinion says, we're not sure who says what yet, the Gemara is going to try to figure that out, but one opinion between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish holds that the whole machlokas is only when you're exchanging silver onto gold, to beishami savri kaspativa vidava pira, where beishami says, when you compare silver and gold to each other, the silver is considered the coin, the silver is considered the currency, the gold is considered the merchandise, and therefore exchanging silver onto gold is exchanging currency for merchandise, vitiva apira lo mechalalidan, and you're not allowed to be mechalal coins onto merchandise, right, outside of Yerushalayim. The Pasuk says that vitrata kesef, that you're supposed to exchange it onto kesef, you're not supposed to exchange it onto peros. So that's why Beis Shammai doesn't like it, because Beis Shammai thinks this is exchanging coins, currency, onto peros. Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel says, no, kaspa pira vidava tiva, that kesef is considered the merchandise and gold is considered the coins. And therefore, pira ativa mechalalinan, you're allowed to exchange merchandise of Maaser Sheni onto coins. And if the gold is considered the coins, that's fine. So that's the machlokas, Beisham Beis Hillel, aval peros al dinarin divrei hakol mechalalinan. But everyone would agree that if you have peros of Maaser Sheni, to exchange peros of Maaser Sheni onto gold coins, that would be no problem. I mean, just like you're allowed to exchange peros onto silver coins, peros onto gold coins would also be fine. Gold coins are money when compared to actual peros. The whole issue is, do we consider gold coins money? Do we consider it currency in comparison to silver coins? But when you compare gold coins to actual peros, then there's no question that relative to actual peros, it's certainly considered money. So my time, why would everyone agree that peros on dinarin, everyone would hold is fine? So mididahava kesef lebeis hillel, just like Beis Hillel's opinion in regards to kesef. Meaning, what did Beis Hillel say? When you have kesef in comparison to gold, when you have silver in comparison to gold, which is the currency? The gold is the currency, the kesef are the peros. So why does Beis Hillel allow you to exchange fruits for kesef? Because in comparison to the fruits, the kesef is currency. So kesef le Beis Hillel, afal gav le kaspa le gabe dava pirahavi, kesef in Beis Hillel's view, even though kesef in relationship to gold is considered to be fruits, legabe pira tibavi. But when you relate kesef to actual fruits, then kesef is definitely going to be considered currency. So zav nami lebeishame. So beishame would say the same thing about gold. Even though Beis Shammai considers gold in comparison to silver to be like merchandise and not currency, in relationship to fruits, Beis Shammai considers gold to be currency, and therefore you're allowed to exchange fruits onto gold. So that's one opinion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. One of the opinions is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree that you're allowed to exchange peros onto gold. The whole question is, can you exchange silver onto gold? But everyone would agree peros onto gold is fine. The Chad Amar, and the other one of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would say, Af be peros al dinar machlokas. No, they would even argue whether you're allowed to exchange fruits onto gold, meaning just like you wouldn't be allowed to exchange silver onto gold according to Beis Shammai, right? Just like you wouldn't be able to exchange silver onto gold because gold is in Beis Shammai's view because gold in Beis Shammai's view is considered merchandise, is not considered currency. So too, you wouldn't be allowed to exchange fruits onto gold because gold is considered merchandise, and you're not allowed to exchange fruits onto merchandise. So everyone would agree, and even Beis Hillel would agree and Beis Hillel would maintain his opinion that just like you're allowed to exchange kesef onto gold, you're allowed to exchange merchandise onto gold as well, because fruits onto gold as well, because gold is considered currency in Beis Hillel's view. So they would maintain their machlokas whether you're exchanging silver coins onto gold or whether you're exchanging actual fruits onto gold. So lemandi amar af peperos al dinar in machlokas. But wait a second. If you think that the machlokas is not limited to the case that they spoke about of silver onto gold, but that they even argue about exchanging fruits onto gold, ademifli b'slan al dinarin, lifligi b'peros al dinarin. So why would they choose, of the two cases, to express their disagreement about, why would they express their disagreement in a case of exchanging silver onto gold? It would be much stronger if they would express their disagreement in terms of exchanging peros onto gold. Because if Beis Shammai held you weren't even allowed to exchange peros onto gold, that's a gvaldik achidish. To not even be able to exchange peros onto gold for Maaser She'eni. So if Beis Shammai held that, that's where he really should have focused. That's where he should have said his chiddush, that you're not allowed to exchange onto gold. And believe me, I'd figure out, if you're not even allowed to exchange peros for Maaser She'eni onto gold, obviously you're not allowed to exchange silver onto gold. So says the Gemara, no, if look the peros al dinarin, had the machlokas been expressed in a case of exchanging fruits onto gold, hava amina, I would have thought, yes, that's true, that Beis Shammai would have been clear in both cases. If Beis Shammai were to say you're not allowed to exchange peros onto gold, of course we would have known that Beis Shammai also holds you can't exchange silver onto gold. But had Beis Hillel's opinion been expressed in the case of peros onto gold, and Beis Hillel would have said, yes, you can exchange peros for gold, I would have thought, good, Beis Hillel allows you to exchange peros for gold, but he will never allow you to exchange silver for gold. I would have thought that Beis Hillel be moda, that gold in comparison to silver is considered merchandise, and silver is considered the currency, and therefore I would have thought that Beis Hillel would be moda to Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to exchange the silver, which is currency, for gold, which is merchandise. So that's why Kamash Mlan has to tell me the machlokas in the case of silver onto gold, so that we can know that Beis Hillel argues even in that case, and therefore Beis Hillel obviously defines differently than Beis Shammai what is currency and what is merchandise when you compare gold to silver. Period. So that is one version of the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish argue whether the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is limited to a case of silver onto gold, or they also argue in a case of peros onto gold. So, but we still don't know who says what in this machlokas. who says that, which, who amongst Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says that the machlokas even applies to peros unto gold, and who thinks it's limited to silver unto gold. So it's time Rabbi Yochanan Domer ein mechalul, ein mechalulin. It seems that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that according to Beis Shammai, even peros unto gold, you would not be able to be mechalul. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said that the machlokas applies both by silver unto gold and to peros unto gold. The Beis Shammai would hold his ground that you're not allowed to be mechalel onto gold, even if what you have is actual peros of Meisu Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says that shita, meaning the second of the two shitos that we just had is Rabbi Yochanan. How do I know that the second of the two shitos that we have is Rabbi Yochanan? Because we're going to see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is somebody who holds that gold is considered peros even in comparison to itself. Even not in relative terms, not in relation to silver, gold is going to be considered merchandise. Now, if you hold gold is considered merchandise, then you're going to understand very well why you can't be mechalel even real peros ma'is sheni onto gold, because you're not allowed to be mechalel onto merchandise. You can't be mechalel onto your watch, onto your cufflinks, onto anything else that's considered merchandise. You have to be mechalel only onto money, onto cash, onto currency. So Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to see, holds that gold is considered merchandise, even not in comparison to silver. How do we know that? Damar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Asur lilvos dinar b'dinar. You're not allowed to lend a dinar of gold in exchange for a dinar of gold, meaning to, so that on condition that you receive back a dinar of gold. Now, dinar demai, what kind of dinar I gave away? Dinar demai, what kind of dinar are we talking about? Ilem a dinar shel kesef, a dinar shel kesef, legabe nafshi, meyikol leman diyamar lav tivavi. If you're going to say that we're exchanging a dinar shel kesef for a dinar shel kesef, I'm not allowed to lend you a dinar shel kesef al manas, that in a month from now you give me back a dinar shel kesef. Well, is there anyone that says that that's problematic? Is there anyone that holds that kesef in non-relative terms, kesef just by itself independently, is considered anything but currency? Of course kesef is considered currency in its own right. And therefore, of course it's going to be mutter to lend a dinar shel kesef and expect a dinar shel kesef back. Elipshita, rather it's obvious that what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about when he says that you're not allowed to lend a dinar in exchange for another dinar. It's clear that dinar shel zav be dinar shel zav. It's clear that he's assuming you're not allowed to lend a dinar shel zav for a dinar shel zav. So Laman, who's he going like? Ilu Beis Hillel, if he's assuming like Beis Hillel, Hamri Tevahavi. But Beis Hillel says, what are you talking about? A dinar shel zav, there's nothing wrong with that. A dinar shel zav, Beis Hillel holds, even in relation to kesef, Beis Hillel holds a dinar shel zav as currency. Of course, in its own right, a dinar shel zav is currency. There would be no problem of lending a dinar shel zav and expecting a dinar shel zav back, according to Beis Hillel. Elo lav lebeis Shammai. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Beis Shammai is that a dinar shel zav is merchandise, and that's not only when you compare it to kesef, a dinar shel zav, even in its own right, independently, is merchandise. Rabbi Yochanan, so you see Rabbi Yochanan is one that says that you're not allowed to be mechalal peros onto gold. Why? Because gold is merchandise, according to Beis Shammai, and therefore you're not allowed to exchange peros of Meiser Sheni onto merchandise, onto gold. Now, wait a second. Rabbi Yochanan just said, Stam, asu lilvos dinar b'dinar, that you're not allowed to lend a dinar and expect a dinar back. So what did we just say? That Rabbi Yochanan holds like Beis Shammai. The reason that why it's such levels dinar b'dinar is because dinar is dinar that we're talking about is gold, and gold is always merchandise. So it sounds, and Beis Hillel would for sure disagree. Beis Hillel for sure says gold is currency. So how could Rabbi Yochanan pass like Beis Shammai? So says Tosfos el Beis Shammai veloshi yizbar kamoso. Tosfos, no, he doesn't really hold like Beis Shammai. That's not what he's really saying over here. Veloshi yizbar kamoso ella alibayu ka'amar. Rabbi Yochanan is saying within the shita of Beis Shammai, so this would be the halacha, but not that this is actually the halacha. He clearly wouldn't hold this actually the halacha. Inami, another possible explanation of the machlokas what Rabbi Yochanan is doing over here. Rabbi Yochanan, savla kamas nisin tazav kones hakesef. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says Zahav is kona kesef, meaning when you compare Zav and Kesef to each other, which is the merchandise and which is the currency. So Zav kona kesef means that the Zav is the merchandise and the Kesef is the currency. So he just holds like our Mishnah. So Stam Mishnah, it's not that it's Dafka like the Shita Veshame, he's holding like our Stam Mishnah. And that's why he's okay with saying that gold is considered to be a currency. Now the Rishonim will ask the question: a dinar of kesef pesil holds is considered peros in comparison to zahav, right? And that's in fact what the Rebbe said bialduso, right? And therefore that's what we had yesterday. So the Gemara says, wait a second. At some point, we entertain the possibility that this dinar bedinar that we're talking about is silver. And why do we reject the possibility that it's silver? Because we said everyone agrees, everyone would say it's a davar pashut, that silver in its own right is for sure considered currency. No one would say that silver is considered merchandise. Why is that so pashut? Meaning, Basil very clearly holds that silver is considered merchandise in comparison to gold. Why is it so crazy to assume he might consider it merchandise in comparison to itself? Right? The Adulso Sharebi also assumed silver is considered merchandise in comparison to gold. So why is it so obvious that silver is different than gold in the sense that if you hold silver as merchandise in comparison to gold, that it's for sure going to be currency in comparison to itself, whereas if you hold gold as merchandise in comparison to silver, that it's not so obvious you're going to hold that it's currency in comparison to itself. So there are a number of terutzim given in the Rishonim. The Ravid writes that the reason the Gemara assumes it's so pashut is because the pasuk says v'tzarta hakesef v'kam. The pasuk in the Torah, when it talks about being mechal ma'aser sheni, talks about being mechal on kesef. So therefore you see clearly in the Torah that legabe something, silver is considered currency. So at least legabe chil peros of ma'aser sheni, silver is considered currency. So if that's true, then it's mistaver to say that klape atzmo, it's also going to be considered currency. And that's why it's so pashut by silver, that at least on some level, no matter what you hold about silver in relation to gold, but silver in relation to itself, it's for sure going to be considered currency. Tos Harash writes that it's pashut that silver legabe atzmo is considered currency, because since primarily people use silver for masa umatan, for business, and people don't realize when it goes up in value or down in value, meaning it's usually we don't speak of silver going up in value and down in value. We speak of that which you buy with silver going up in value and down in value, because again silver is generally the most commonly used currency. So it's most mistaver that there's got to be some halacha that silver is considered currency for. It's hard to imagine that the currency that is primarily used, that is used more than any other currency, is never going to be considered currency. Even in its own right, is not going to be considered currency. The Ran writes that the whole reason that there's an Isser to lend a dinar bedinar when it comes to Zav is because we don't normally use gold as currency, and therefore, ultimately, what's going to happen? You're going to be left with the dinar Zav. What are you going to do with the dinar Zav? No one accepts it. It's not normal currency. Ultimately, what you're going to do is you're going to switch it back for silver. So since in regards to silver, it's considered peros, so it's going to turn out that you're going to get more dinari kesef for the zahav, and it's going to turn into ribis. But a dinar kesef, even if it's peros, and even if you hold silver, is considered peros klape the zahav, but still there's no chash ribis, because he's going to give you back the kesef, and you're going to use the kesef. You're not going to change it for Zahav and then get a different rate where it's going to look like ribbons. Okay, anyway, that's just a discussion why it was so pasha to the Gemara that Kesef on some level, no matter what you hold of Kesef in regards to Zahav, but Kesef on some level for sure relates to is considered currency. So anyway, the Gemara tried to say, you see that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that Beis Shammai would maintain that you're not allowed to exchange, just like you're not allowed to exchange silver for gold, you're also not allowed to exchange peros of ma'aser sheni for gold, because gold is not considered currency bichlal. Gold is always going to be considered to be merchandise. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan d'amar mechalinan. Really, I could tell you that Rabbi Yochanan, you can be mechal peros for gold. The shiny halva'a, but a halva'a alone is different. Kivin dit, meaning when it comes to lending gold and expecting gold back, that's different. That's not allowed. Kivin dit le'inin rekach memkar shavu rabbanon kipira damrinan ihuniu da oker vizil legabe alva nami piravi. Since in regards to business, to buying and selling, we consider gold to be merchandise. So in regards to lending money, we also consider gold to be merchandise. But when it comes to chil mos meisusheni, meaning it's on a real daraisa level, when it comes to chil mos meisusheni, we do consider gold to be kesef. We consider it to be currency. We do not consider it to be merchandise. Says Gemara Hachina Mistavra. It's also Mistavra to say that Rabbi Yochanan is not the second of the two shitos. That Rabbi Yochanan is really the one who says that you are allowed to be mechalel. That everyone would agree you're allowed to be mechalel peros onto gold. The chiyas of Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan afu bishar amru asur lilvos dinar b'dinar av mechalin and meisusheni alav shema mina. Meaning the Beferish, Rabbi Yochanan said, even though there is a discussion that you're not, even though they said you're not allowed to lend a dinar for a dinar, even though he holds that you're not allowed to lend a dinar for a dinar, but you're allowed to be mechal ma'aser sheni on a dinar. So you see clearly that he holds meikar adin, and when it comes to pidyon ma'aser sheni, you're allowed to exchange ma'aser sheni fruits for a dinar of zahav. Very clearly, therefore, you see it's a raya that Rabbi Yochanan is the first of the two shitos, not the second of the two. Tashema. Says Gemara Raya, Haparit selim imos meiser sheni, v'shamron b'kol selim ma'os. Let's say you have money of meiser sheni, and you need to turn, meaning you have silver money of meiser sheni, and you want to turn it into prutos. Prutos are nechoshes, into copper money. Why do you want to turn it into copper money? Because you want to spend some small amount of money. So silver is too big, you need something smaller that's used for spending. So if you are parit a selah of mos meiser sheni, you're taking your silver, and you're exchanging it for copper, Beshamram Bakala Salamos. Beshamai says that if you want to be parit, you should be parit everything and give ma'os for the entire selah, all at one time. Ubesilam Beshekel Kesef Beshekel Ma'os. And Beisilam says, no, you take half, right? If you look at Rashi, Beisilamim Lo Yifrot. That you should only be parted half at a time. Shaprutos yotzos b'Yerushalayim, because prutos can be used as currency in Yerushalayim. Ukshayavusham yitzarich leprutos miyad, and when you get to Yerushalayim, you're going to need prutos right away. Liknos tzarchei suda, to buy tzarchei suda when you get to Yerushalayim. V'im yarutzu hakol etzel shulchani lifrot. So if everyone, as soon as they get to Yerushalayim, runs to change all their silver for copper, yokiru aprutos, then the copper coins are going to go up in value. They're going to be worth a lot more. You're going to get fewer copper coins per silver. V'nimsa ma'aser sheni nifsad, and therefore there's going to end up being less money spent on ma'aser sheni because you're going to get fewer copper coins for the silver. L'fichach yisu prutos yiman lahotzi b'miksas l'kshayichlu yifrot hakesef shebiyado ma'at ma'at. And therefore, Basil says, do it gradually. Be porate the kesef, and not all at once. So, hashal beishamel legabe prati mechalinan legabe davim ibayis. So, wait a second. According to beishamai, you're even allowed to be mechalal. What's he saying? You have ma'us of ma'aser sheni. So, apparently, you were mechalal peros once on the prutos, right? So according to Beishamai, apparently even on prutos of nechoshes, you're allowed to be mechal peros of meiser sheni. So gold needs to be said. Of course, gold you'd be allowed to be mechal. Meaning this is a raya that you're allowed to be mechal peros onto gold, because Beishamai, meaning even according to Beishamai, says you're not allowed to be mechal silver onto gold. For sure, you're allowed to be mechal peros onto gold, because Beishamai says you're even allowed to be mechal peros onto copper. So says Gemara, no. Shiny priti ba'asra desayin charifi. No, prutos, in a place where they're commonly used, are very commonly used as currency, and therefore you're allowed to be mechalel ma'aser sheni fruits onto prutos, but you would still not be allowed to be mechalel onto gold, because gold is not as commonly used a currency. If you look at Tosos, Bekala Sela Ma'os, Rashi Pirish Tam B'divri Be'Silel, U'B'divri Be'Sham En L'Nasan Tam. He says, you'll notice about Rashi. Rashi gave a reason for Be'Silel. He said, you can't be Mechalel at all at one time, because then there's going to be a big run on the copper, and the copper's going to go up in value, and then Ma'aser Sheni is going to end up losing. But he never really explained what Be'Shamai's far is. Right? Mashmal Be'Shamai Yachal Asos Mashiyirtza, which makes it sound like Be'Shamai is not makbid that you do it all at once. the Beis Shammai would say, do whatever you want. If you want, meaning since there's no strong reason that Beis Shammai says do it all at once, it makes it sound like Beis Shammai is not saying you have to do it all at once, but that if you want to be mechalel it all at once, you're allowed to. You don't have to worry for Beis Hillel's chashash. But from the explanation of Rashi, it sounds like the only potential chashash is Beis Hillel's chashash. And therefore, Beis Shammai would be telling you to do whatever you want. The kasha, but he says it's problematic. The b'mseches idios tani luhu badi dvarim de b'shamay l'churma v'avilul misinim b'hadi kuli b'shamay. In idios, when we list the cases where b'shamay is more makel than the Beis Hillel, this mishnah is missing. Why isn't this one of the cases where Beis Shammai is more makel than the Beis Hillel? Meaning, if Beis Hillel is saying that you have to be mefaret a little bit at a time, and Beis Shammai says do whatever you want, isn't that a kula of Beis Shammai? So why isn't this on the list of the kulas of Beis Shammai? This is considered one of the things that Beis Shammai is machmir about. So he says, l'kach nira de Beis Shammai dafka b'kala selaka amri, v'lo yachlef beizu gimel pa'amim. So it must be, therefore, that Beis Shammai holds, Beis Shammai is makbid. Beis Shammai is makbid, you do it only once, and you're not allowed to do it little by little, piecemeal, two or three times. Shebechol pa'am mistakar achen v'nivim tzav mafsa ma'asasheni. Because each time you do this, it should be shulchani probably, this is what the Bach changes it too. Because each time you change the money, it is the, yeah, he changes the shulchani. Each time you change the money, you're paying some sort of payment to the shulchani. The shulchani is not doing this for his health. Obviously, he makes a commission each time you change money by him. So if you go and you change money by him more frequently, you're going to have to pay him more times, and you're going to end up, my shulchani's going to end up losing. That over here, it's dafka, you give for the entire seller ma'os, so that it shouldn't get yisafshu b'derech, it shouldn't turn bad on the road before you get there. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara Vayter, lishnachrin, another, we said there are going to be three versions of the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So lishnachrin, another version of the Machlokas Armila, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Chalor Machlokas Beis Hillel, Al Dinarim, Beis Shammai Savri, Akasav, Kasav Rishon, Lo Kasav Sheni, that the Machlokas is if you're exchanging silver for gold, because Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to exchange silver for gold, because when we say Vitzarta Akasav, it means you're only allowed to exchange it for money once. But Vlokas of Shani, there's not allowed to be a second exchange for money. So if it's the fruits have already been exchanged for money, that was one time. But to then exchange the silver for gold is two times, that's no good. Beisol says, "Yeah, kesef, kesef, riba, vafilu kesef sheni." Beisol says, "Nah, it's fine. As many times as you want, kesef, ha kesef, kesef, riba comes to tell you you can exchange even more than once." Aval peros al dinarin, divra kol mechalalinan. But to exchange peros for gold, everyone would say that that's good. Why? Takati kesef rishonu, because gold is still the first kesef. Then, meaning in this version, in this shita, everyone agrees gold is considered currency. It's just that gold. The only problem with exchanging silver for gold is that it would be the second level. It would be two steps removed from the peros. And the other shita says no. The machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel would even apply to peros on dinarim, meaning that Beis Shammai would even say that it's problematic to exchange peros directly onto gold. But Beis Hillel for sure would say peros onto gold is fine. Ulman yam reslan al dinarim machlokas. But wait a second. If you hold that the machlokas is to exchange money, silver onto gold, at the miflugi bislan al dinarin, miflugi bislan al slain. Why, instead of expressing the machlokas by silver onto gold, why not express the machlokas by silver onto silver? Meaning, if a whole machlokas is not about whether gold is currency, machlokas is about kesef rishon or kesef sheni. Did you exchange it one time for money or two times for money? How many steps removed is it? If that's the whole machlokas, so instead of expressing the machlokas by exchanging silver onto gold, express the machlokas by silver onto silver. And if Beis Shammai would say you're not even allowed to exchange silver for silver, I'd figure out on my own that you're also not allowed to exchange silver for gold. So, if you look in Tosos, Rivan lo garasle, damai yichal al aslan acher. The Rivan doesn't have this kiosk, because why would one want to exchange silver for silver? I mean, what kind of question is that? You should express the machlokas about changing silver coins onto other silver coins. Maybe he doesn't express the machlokas because that's a crazy thing to do. Why would you exchange it from $1 bill to another dollar bill? It's all the same. I mean, there's svara to exchange onto gold, so that you'll have a lighter load when you go to Yerushalayim. What's the svara to change silver to silver? So he says, "Miu halo kasha," but he says that's not really a kasha. Sherei shodim einim charifim lotziim Yerushalayim kama shneim shemad be'acher. just because two coins are made out of silver doesn't mean they're the same currency. One may have been minted in a certain way, the other minted in another way, and you want to have the more effective currency. So it's not illogical to exchange silver for silver. Okay, anyway, so says the Gemara. So assuming we have this Girsa, right? So the question is, why not express the Machlokas? If the whole Machlokas is about that you're only allowed to, whether you're allowed to exchange Maaser Sheni for money once, or even more than once, so then why not express it in terms of exchanging silver for silver? So it says, well, no, if we Bislain al Slain, had the machlokas been expressed by Slain al Slain, have a mina hanimu Bislain al Slain, of Bislain al Dinar, and Modul Beshil Beshamai, very similar answer to what we had before. That it's true, that would have been a Gevaldik Achidish within the Sheet of Beshamai, but we'd rather let you know what the Sheet of Beisil is. If you would have said Slain al Slain, that Beshamai says is problematic, and Beisil says is okay, I would have said, yeah, but by Slain al Dinarin, Beisil is going to be molded to Beshamai, that is problematic. Why would that be problematic? Because even though Beisil would hold, you're allowed to exchange twice, but I would have thought that Beisil holds, that gold in comparison to silver is considered merchandise, and therefore you can't be Mechalal. Silver unto gold. Therefore, they expressed the machlokas in regards to exchanging silver for gold so that I could know that Basil holds gold is also considered currency, and if you're allowed to exchange more than once, you can exchange silver unto gold also. Period. Tashmal, let's bring a raya. Haporet sela shel maaser sheni b'Yerushalayim. If you're poret a sela of maaser sheni in Yerushalayim, right, you exchange it for prutos, Beishami Yom Bekala Sela Maos. Beishami says, do it all at once. Beisil Yom Beshekel Kasa Beshekel Maos. Beisil says, no, do it little by little. So Hashta Kasper Legabe Priti Mechalinan. So if you're allowed to be Mechalal silver onto prutos, you're allowed to take Maaser Sheni, Kesav Maaser Sheni, and turn it onto prutos, Velomrin, Kesav Rishon, Velo Kesav Sheni, and there's no such drasha where we say, no, you only have one shot! You can only be Mechal Maaser Sheni onto Maos once, onto money once, you can never do it twice! Apparently we don't say that. Legabe Dava, Dechashav Minei, Mi Amrin, Kesav Rishon, Velo Kesav Sheni. So if you're allowed to do that for copper, if you're allowed to exchange kesef maaser sheni onto copper, you think on gold, which is much more chashuv than copper, you shouldn't be allowed to do it? Of course you should be allowed to do it. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yerushalayim kamasavas. What, you're asking from Yerushalayim? Meaning once you're in Yerushalayim, you're exchanging for prutas. Shine Yerushalayim, dechsev bev nasata kesef b'chal asher tava nafshecha b'bakar b'tzon. It says b'feresh in the pasuk that by Yerushalayim, once you're in Yerushalayim, of course you exchange it for b'bakar, tzon, yayin, shecher, chal asher tzolcha nafshecha, pasuk says. You exchange it for anything that you can go and eat in Yerushalayim. So obviously if the prutas are easier to be able to buy food so that you can eat in Yerushalayim, so then of course you're allowed to you're allowed to exchange it onto prutos. You can't ask kashas from Yerushalayim. The question is, what was the Gemara thinking? Right, what was the Havamina? So that's what Tosa says in Hashta Kaspel Gabi Priti Mechalinan. He says, Hapshita le shi shchil ben Yerushalayim lechutz Yerushalayim lechutz Yerushalayim ikr chil hu peros al priti o al slam kadeh lehakal maso'o. I mean, it's obvious that outside of Yerushalayim, primarily when you're exchanging Maaser Sheni for something, you're exchanging fruits of Maaser Sheni for something that's lighter to carry, for money that's lighter to carry. Ubi Yerushalayim ikr chil hu kesef al peros kadeh lehaklam. And Yerushalayim, you're supposed to exchange for peros. Meaning, obviously, we know that. We know outside of Yerushalayim, you're supposed to exchange only for money, and in Yerushalayim you're supposed to exchange in the opposite direction, back to Beiros. Oh, well, pritik or on prutos, kidei liknos bem tzorach achila, so that you could buy foodstuffs with them. That's why we don't ask this question on any of the other shitos. Upligi dava pira havi ilav. V'lo parach elol man diyamer d'taymay d'beshay mishum kesef rishon v'lo kesef sheni. We're only asking on the shita that says kesef rishon v'lo kesef sheni. D'linyin rishon v'sheni savar shein l'chalik b'nach Yerushalayim l'chutz. Meaning when you're talking about what's considered currency and what's considered peros, so we're not going to ask a kasha like this where it's so obvious that in Yerushalayim we're supposed to be heading back in the other direction and being exchanging things for being exchanging Maaser Sheni money for things that are considered peros, not for things that are considered kesef. That's obvious. But when we hear this drasha that you only have one shot, And it can't happen twice, right? So that already makes us believe that sounds like that's not just an outside of Yerushalayim din. That sounds like a din that's inside of Yerushalayim. So Kamashma in the Gemara, that even that din is exclusively an outside of Yerushalayim din. Tashema, another raya. Haparit selam imos meis hasheni v'shamirom b'kala selamos v'silvam b'shekel kezah b'shekel ma'os. So again, when you parit selah from mos meis hasheni, b'shamay says all at one time, b'silv says shekel kezah shekel ma'os. So el the kuli alma ha kesef riba, meaning so you see that you're allowed to do kesef sheni because you see you're being pari to sell from ma'os meisu sheni. So apparently you're allowed to do a second chilul. So el the kuli alma ha kesef riba. Everyone would say ha kesef riba vafil kesef sheni, and therefore you're allowed to be mechal more than once. Eliyit mar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. You want to know the real machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in regards to what the machlokes Beisham Beisilul is? Here's the third version of the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Chadam machlokes Beslan al Dinarin, that the whole machlokes is when you're exchanging silver for gold, to Beshame Savri Gazrina, and what's Beshame Shita, to Beshame Savri Gazrina, and Shami Yisha Ali Yosav, to Zimnin to Lo Malu Zuze Bidinri, for Lo Masik, Beshame is afraid that you're going to delay, because sometimes you're not going to have enough zuzim for the dinar of zahav, and therefore you're not going to bring it to Yerushalayim because it's going to be too heavy for you. Meaning that Beshamay is worried that if we allow you to exchange the silver on the gold, you're going to wait until you have enough to fill up a dinar of gold, so that you're only going to have to schlep a dinar of gold, and you're not going to have to schlep all the silver, and you're going to end up leaving a whole bunch of Ma'aser Sheni money behind when you go to Yerushalayim. Says now we're not so worried that that's going to happen. Look, if you don't have enough silver to exchange it onto gold, so how heavy could the silver be, right? Meaning the point is that when your silver is becoming so heavy, you have so much silver that you have enough to exchange it onto a dinar of gold, so then you're going to want to exchange it onto a dinar of gold. But if you have less silver than that, we're not worried that you're going to leave the silver at home because you were unable to exchange it onto a dinar of gold. Adarabha, you had so little silver. So that's the machlokas. Avol beperos al dinarin. Divrei akol demechalinan. Tekiven demirkavi lamashilu. But to exchange peros onto dinarim of gold, everyone would say that you're allowed to be mechalel the peros onto gold, because peros will because kiven demirkavi lamashilu, since they can spoil, so you're not going to delay. Meaning, we're not going to work. What's the potential chashash? That if we allow you to exchange peros onto gold, what's going to happen? That you're going to wait till you have enough peros to exchange onto gold, so you're going to leave all your peros here in Chutz Laretz till next time when you've amassed enough peros to exchange the peros onto gold. You leave peros till next time you go to Yerushalayim, and they're not going to be there anymore. They're going to be rotted out by then. So obviously, no one's going to be so foolish. No one's going to leave peros in Chutz Laretz because they don't have enough to exchange onto gold. Even Beis Shammai would be modeh that you're allowed to exchange peros onto gold because there's no concern that you can leave the peros behind. So that's one sheet of Achadam Rafil peros al dinar nami machlokas. And the other sheet that says no, even exchanging peros onto gold is also machlokas. But that's the svara for the machlokas. Meaning the svara for the machlokas is not about whether gold is considered currency like the first version of the machlokas, whether gold is considered currency of klape peros. Of course, it's considered currency klape peros, right? That wouldn't be the issue. Nor is it about how many times you can be mechalel. That's not the machlokas at all. The machlokas is about whether you can be mechalel peros onto gold as a din derabanan. Should we be choshesh midrabanan that if we allow you to be mechalel peros onto gold, that you can end up leaving peros of ma'aser sheni behind, right? So that's the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So bishlam lahachlish and dami demidah raisa mishrashari v'rabanan hu degazru bei. I understand very well according to this lashon that says on a daraisa level everyone will hold you're allowed to exchange peros onto gold, and it's only din derabanan that would say perhaps you're not allowed to. The ketani yasev lo yasa. I understand the lashon then that it says yasev lo yasa el hat, meaning do it, don't do it. It's not telling me that whether it will work or not. It's saying what we recommend, the recommended course of action. El hat lishon damit to be daraisa pligi. But if you hold that the machlokas is on a daraisa level, whether gold is considered something that you can be mechalal mida oraisa, I mean, you could be mechalal mais sheni on mida oraisa, mechalin v'loma mechalin mibaylei. We should have used the more technical daraisa terms of whether it works, that it can be mechalal, you can't be mechalal. Meaning, if it's a din d'rabban, I understand. You're not going to use the words mechalin l'mechalin, because for sure, mechalinan. The whole issue is whether you should do it or not. But if you're dealing with daraisa issues, it should have said mechalin l'mechalinan. So kasha, sayinu chinami, that's difficult. Itmar. Rav Levi, totally new sugya now. Rav Levi Chalam Matbeir. Now this is the sugya of Kinyan Chalipin. Obviously, Kinyan Chalipin is a major sugya in Shas, and primarily it's a daf mem vav sugya. It's not really a daf mem hei sugya. This is just the beginning of the sugya for Chalipin. Basically, what we need to know going in though is that there are two types of Chalipin. There's what's called Chalipin Shava B'Shava, that we exchange two objects of equal value for each other, and each one is payment for the other. And then there's Chalipin She'enim Shavim, where I give you a handkerchief, I give you some object worth a very small value, I give you a pen, and that's a Maisa Kinyan. You do a Maisa Kinyan on that for the object that you really want to be Kona. And then after you do that Maisa Kinyan, you give me back my pen. And that's fine, right? Because it's not the pen that I'm giving you, the pen is symbolic of a different kinyan that you want to make. Rabbeinu Tam is going to hold that these two types of kinyan are learned from two totally separate makoros in the Torah. They're two totally different types of kinyanim, even though they might be called chalipin. One is chalipin of shava b'shava, where we're bartering objects for each other, and one is called chalipin that's not shava b'shava, where it's clearly a symbolic form of kinyan. So let's try to get started on chalipin at least. Itmar Rav Levi chadam matbeir nasa chalipin v'chadam rein matbeir nasa chalipin. Can use a coin for chalipin. So Rav and Levi have a machlokas about this, whether a coin can be used for chalipin. So Amar Rav Papa, my time in the man yamar in matbeir nasa chalipin. Why should you not be able to use a coin for chalipin? Mishum d'daita etzurasa v'tzurasa v'didibata. Because when you have a coin, usually you're thinking about the tzura of the coin. Your main das is on the tzura of the coin, and the tzura ultimately is going to be batel. The image on the coin is going to be batel. If you look at Rashi, daita tzurasa, daito shel maknas achefetz v'notel amatbeya b'chalipin, eino somech ala la tzura shabau. You're thinking about only the image that's on the coin. Shenem b'yachashav ela al yedei tzura shabau. It's the tzura that makes the coin. The tzurasa avidu the batel, and the tzura is ultimately going to be batel. Who cares that it's ultimately going to be batel? Shemelch posla, the melech is going to pass. Who cares that the melech is going to pass? One day will be batel. Right now, it's not batel. The gozalot zura cheres. The melech is going to come and say that. Now, here's the key. Hilka chavle kadavar sheinu mesuyam. Therefore, it's considered as something that's ill-defined. It's not totally defined, and it's not shalem. And later we're going to say that something that's not clearly defined is not going to be able to be used as chalipin. We learned chalipin from na'al, from a shoe. Now, a shoe is very clearly defined. Tanan, hazav konas hakesef. Our Mishnah says that gold can be used to acquire silver. My love b'chalipin is not talking about a kinyan chalipin or shomino matbeah nas chalipin. And you see from there that matbeah can be used for chalipin. It says, well, lo, b'damim. No, we're talking about that. You're paying for it. That's money. Yachi hazav konas hakesef mechayiv mi b'yalei. So why does he use the term konich? Use the word mechayiv. That as soon as I give you the gold, you're chayiv to give me the silver. So tani hazav mechayiv. Okay, so say it like that. Change the word in the Mishnah. Hachinam misavr mi. And it's mistaken to say that way because it says in the Sefer that Kesef can't be Kona the Zav. Now, if we're talking about money over here, so I understand very well, you're going to assume that gold is considered the merchandise, Kesef is considered the coin, and money, most lokonos, you can't acquire merchandise with a kinyan of money. But if we're talking about pure chalipin and you hold that money is allowed to be used for chalipin, then there's no reason why they shouldn't be used to exchange for each other. Why each one can't be kona the other one. Okay, so we're right in the middle of the sugya of chalipin. Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow, from the ode tomorrow.